Frog Bay Tribal National Park has hiking trails, shoreline, and wetlands. The nearly 200-acre park on Lake Superior is a great place to go for a run or to look out on the Apostle Islands. For members of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, the land also holds a special meaning. WPR's Trevor Hook brings us this story on the park's history and significance.
Shugabuikwe Misty Nordine grew up less than a mile from the shoreline that's now part of Frog Bay Tribal National Park. She is a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. She also teaches in an Ojibwe language immersion program. Her grandfather was one of the driving forces behind making this area on the shore of Lake Superior into the nation's first tribal national park.
This is my favorite part of the trail because I can remember once we got to here, we were almost there. And as we turn this corner and we get around that corner, that smell will hit you. There's that big pine tree. And in the summertime, it just hits you like a wall.
Nordine says tribal elders like her grandfather pushed for the creation of the park to ensure access to the area after decades of conflict between property owners and other tribal members restricted access to this land. Frog Bay Park being a tribal national park means that it's not affiliated with the National Park Service. The Red Cliff Tribe has control over the land. Nordine says she still remembers the first time she walked this trail again after it became a part of the park.
I cried because I hadn't smelt that smell in that way, turning that corner like I did as a little girl every day of every summer until that moment.
What today is a 175-acre park first opened in 2012 after the Red Cliff Tribe purchased the land from local property owners. The park and the nearby 300-acre conservation management area have wetlands and a freshwater estuary, as well as a boreal forest, a diverse ecosystem that's rare in Wisconsin.
I don't know if I could say the exact age of this forest, but I would estimate some of these trees are upwards of 200 years old. Some of these white pines probably are pushing older than that.
That's Giwedin Gwangabo Ron Nordine Jr., a wildlife technician with the Red Cliff Tribe. He's also Shugabuikwe Misty Nordine's husband. He was introduced to this stretch of the beach after they were married nearly 30 years ago. At the end of the trail, there's a single white bench facing Lake Superior. You can see five of the Apostle Islands from this spot as the gravel trail gives way to a sandy Lake Superior beach. Red Cliff Natural Resources Director Ashley Hinker likes to hit the trail on her lunch breaks.
And if you go fast enough, the bugs can't get on you.
Hinker says the federal government's history of taking land from Native Americans makes having a tribal national park especially valuable.
This park is a really big and really important victory for the tribe, and a really important way that the tribe has asserted their rights as a sovereign nation.
For Shugabuikwe Misty Nordine, Frog Bay is a piece of her grandfather's legacy.
That's embedded in us and who we are. That's part of our teachings, is we don't just look out for ourselves. We're always looking seven generations ahead, and we're always looking seven generations behind.
For her, it will always be the place she went as a kid to swim in the summers and to pick blueberries for her grandma.
WPR's Trevor Hook brought us that story on Frog Bay Tribal National Park. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.